At 6:30, we have fair skies and 77 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning, I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News. Tulsa police released body cam footage from both officers involved in a shooting at a Midtown Quick Trip on July 3rd. Officers spent about 15 minutes trying to get 34-year-old John Chatman out of the minivan he was driving over a license plate that didn't match. An officer identified right now as D. Bean told Chatman what was going to happen after a sergeant arrived.
He's getting ready to hit you with pepper balls, a lot of them. You step out here, you go in handcuffs, you can give her a kiss. We can do this the hard way or we can do it that way.
Okay. Soon after, pepper balls were fired into the van and Chatman pulled a gun and started shooting at officers in response, hitting the sergeant in the leg. Chatman remains in the hospital and is charged with 3 counts of shooting with intent to kill. The man accused of bombing the Air Force recruiting office in Bixby last July will keep waiting for his day in court. A federal judge delayed Benjamin Roden's arraignment and competency hearing after his attorney said Tulsa County jail officials aren't following his doctor's medication orders. Blue-green algae forces the U.S. Forest Service to close swim beaches and the boat ramp at Cedar Lake in southeastern Oklahoma. C.J. Norville with the Forestry Service says it was discovered earlier this week.
And took it very seriously because we know it can pose some real health risks to people, particularly smaller children and domestic animals also. So a lot of people do go camping with their pets and, you know, they of course like to get in the water and cool off.
The campgrounds remain open and officials say the algae blooms present no risk as long as you avoid affected areas. What's on tap for OSU athletics this fall? Beer. Sales at athletic venues will begin after a successful tryout at baseball and softball games this spring. At football games, beer will be sold at up to 22 spots inside Boone Pickens Stadium. A change to the allowable driveway width for Tulsa homes is on hold. City councilors are postponing a vote on the zoning code tweak. Many Midtowners are against the change, and Councilor Blake Ewing says a common misconception is they're opposing it in order to stop McMansions from being built next to their bungalows.
If you go to Brookside, you see that there are 1,300 square foot houses next to 3,400 square foot houses. Those big ones exist where a small one used to exist. The driveway width thing was not keeping that from happening. It's not going to keep it from happening. If they want to keep it from happening, they've got to do something way more radical.
Councilors will revisit the proposal next month. Our weather forecast: hot today, sunny, a high of 98, and the heat index up to 104. Tonight, partly cloudy and 78. Right now, fair skies, 77 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.